Okay, good evening, everybody. It's 6:37 p.m. Today is Thursday, April 22nd, 2025. This is a meeting of the 350th Anniversary Committee of the City of Derby. May 22nd. Okay, so if we'll call the meeting to order and rise to salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay. In lieu of roll call, I'll just note the people that are here for the record. Michelle Linane, Lisa Braley, Randy Ritter, Vic Domino, Mark Anthony Izzo, Marianne Smirtuk, Pam Happy, Sandy San Angelo, Serena, it's Carolyn Garfalo, Francie Mengold, Sharon Domorad, Sarah Vidomsky, Jesse Mengold, Paul Mengold, Steve Sugar, and online, the great, the famous, the fabulous Felicia Monaco. Okay, so Melanie Anderson is here. Melanie O'Connell Anderson, that is. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so pursuant to our charter, there's a public portion at the beginning of every meeting. So if anybody would like from the public would like to come and address the board, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anybody from the public? Hearing none, we'll close the public portion. Next, we'll move on to our update on 350 events. If you don't have an agenda, we have some extras here. We can give very brief updates from our May 6th 300th video and glass slide presentation. Mr. Ritter?
We had about...
Put your mic on so Felicia could hear you. Thank you.
Hi, Felicia. We had about 45 people present.
Hi, Randy.
To see the 300th movie and the glass slide presentation, and we sold our merchandise for the first time, and it was an enjoyable evening. Thank you.
And the May 8th Silver Tea at the Derby Senior Center was well attended. There were close to 60 folks there, and a good time was had by all, and we wished everybody happy Mother's Day. We had give a brief update for Marianne is here from the library to talk about the clock ringing that we had at 11:30 on
May 13th, also very successful clock ringing / dedication. We had about 45 people there. We had Valley Indy, and we broadcasted it live. So that was very successful for the Derby Public Library. And Bonnie Berman, who made the generous donation, and her cousin from the Caden families, they were there and very happy in regards to the turnout. So it was a great event.
Thank you, and congratulations to the library and the board and donors for a great event. We had the kickoff event on May 13th, started off in great shape, and the bell ringing was very nice, and the ceremony was brief and to the point. And then we all know what happened with the time capsule, so that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. So we'll try better for next time, and hopefully things will work out better. But it was a nice event. It was well attended. We sold a lot of merchandise. Derby High School Band played. Tony Susi and Junior Palmieri played. So I think overall it was a nice event to celebrate and kick off our 350. Thanks for those who attended. We got good pictures and... Some memorabilia to go through, and the Derby Public Library is trying their best to with Randy and others who are helping, but there's not a ton, so it's not as laborious a task as we thought from the time capsule. So what we can preserve, we'll preserve, and the others will, you know, take a lesson and do some research for next year and get on to that. Randy, do you have anything to add, or Marianne? What can we say? All right, that's it. Another thing I get blamed for. No problems. Move it along. Seven. Yes. Next item is coming up is Monday, the Memorial Day Parade. Very happy that our road project here is mostly complete. And so it should be a very nice event. Just note, maybe if anybody has access to the contractors, that is, hopefully they'll be able to move the portalette from the corner of Main and Elizabeth. And if somebody's got to go, they can go someplace else. So anyway, note to the committee. Thank you for that. Okay, so coming up on Friday is our big event. So we have all kinds of good stuff. Starting on Friday, and really want to just, I'm going to skip over F for now, and I'll go through the other stuff very, very briefly, just these events that we can take updates on at our next meeting. The trolley walk is going to be on Sunday, June 8th, Flag Day on the 14th by the Elks. They're doing that. June 21st is Harcourt Wood Day. Harcourt Wood is the technically, our library is called the Harcourt Wood Memorial Library, and that's his birthday, so on June 21st. Our summer concert series is being finalized, and we'll get that up and running as the summer starts. Fireworks are July 3rd. Rain date is July 5th. They'll be in August. There's the 1955 flood presentation at the Derby Public Library at 2 o'clock. The all class reunion is August 30th. It's going to looks like it's going to be right downtown at Connie's, and I mean at Retro and the Elks, and Taste of Derby and the Pub Crawl are on September 20th. The ball is on the 17th. We're working on an ecumenical service for those people in the community who died in the last year to start a new tradition. Our tree lightings. Jack Welch has been working on the historic plaques. We just got a few more. And the 350 acts of kindness, Robin Falcioni is scribing that, and she'll have a list for us at our next meeting. And then we have the lilac distribution. And Sarah, if you want to give a report on that, a quick report, or I could summarize, however, summarize that. Passed out about 150 lilac plantings. So we still have those. They're bare root lilac plantings, so they're a little bit thinner than the microphone, but you soak it in water and put it in the ground. It's pretty easy. You don't even need a shovel. If you have a screwdriver to make the hole in the ground. Yeah, well, there are instructions to you. Yes, indeed.
And there are more of them?
There are. Yep, there are more. So anybody wants one, they'll be available. And then the scavenger hunt, I had that on the list, but that'll be for a player to be named later. And then we'll start talking about 2026 events after June 1st. I'll just go through these other things quick. Sponsorships have been very good. We did get a large sponsorship from Griffin Hospital. We did get a combined donation and sponsorship from the Valley Community Foundation. And we did from some local lawyers. So we the sponsorships have been coming in slow but sure, but they are coming in. So that'll help defray the cost of all these events.
Is Tracy's counting as a sponsorship?
Yes. Yep. I'll talk about that when we talk about the event stuff. So we have in kind, but we do have cash too that we have, and I'll give you a report at the next meeting. So we have apparel, t-shirts, hoodie, sweatshirts, patches, ornaments, bells, coins, magnets, and the 350 seal. With the that will be affixed to the cobblestones from Caroline Street that will be for sale. So we do have the Venmo, availability of Venmo to take payment. The stuff is for sale at the town clerk's office. and as well as the Derby Historical Society. So if anybody wants those, we're working on a little process for those who are out of town, if they need to have them shipped, not the cobblestones, but anything else, we'll be happy to try to ship that. And yes, and so, and then, and this weekend will be, so next weekend we'll be selling the stuff at the events. So we have the publicity of the stuff that for the events for this weekend are going out. We have the Valley Independent Sentinel has been very gracious and helpful in helping us put together online marketing, as well as Hearst Media. We're working with them for to get the word out, because we certainly have a great schedule of events. So I'll just spend the time to update about. So any questions or anything that I missed?
The historical digitization of the newspapers is progressing.
Oh, right.
We should find out. We should get the results back in June. That will allow us to digitally access all of the newspapers that the public library has from the beginning of around 1850 up into about 1930. Yeah.
Oh, mid-30s. Right before your birthday. Good.
Yeah. Until the 30s, anybody will be free access, and you can do a character search on these newspapers. So it'll be a great resource for the future.
And part of the of that history part of it is the our and in the history part of it, Randy is doing a post every day to our Facebook page. So there's a Derby 350 Facebook page. So if you haven't liked it, please do. And if you get a chance to look at some of the history, he's been posting stuff every day in great detail, interesting facts that a lot of people are not aware of. So it's a great way to memorialize that. And part of it is as a result of having some of that other stuff that was digitized. So it's an important a part of our history. And then, of course, the new time capsule, Barbara DiGennaro, will be kind of leading the charge on that. And obviously, we have some time and going to do some research and make sure that we produce a better result for the next time. Good. Did I miss anything else?
That's next.
That's right. Yes, for those that have not been, that's going to be buried on May 13th, 2026.
No, she hasn't done it.
Right. And so, Barbara, there's somebody, Barbara, on the line. Can you just identify yourself so I can note for the record? Or not?
It is me. It's Barbara.
It okay. Yep.
DiGennaro. Yeah, I just got on.
Right. Thank you. Okay. All right. So, going back now to this coming weekend, the biggest and most important thing is we need volunteers to help out, because we have a whole bunch of things that are going on, and we need people, bodies to do to be available to help out and just kind of be available wherever we need to troubleshoot. One of the areas that we need are people at the
main desk.
Yeah, the main desk, but also the sales force, the store, yeah, whatever you want to do. Sorry. Yes. So we'll be asking for people. If you can, I'm going to pass around. If you want to put your name, telephone, and email for those that we don't have. If you're new to the crowd, we welcome you tonight.
Awesome.
Because, you know, we have Friday night's event will be, so I'll give just a brief overview for those that don't know. So Friday's event will be from 5 to 9. So we're going to have food trucks just mainly food trucks. And of course, the entertainment will be Jason Sheff, who was the former lead singer of Chicago, and Tommy DiCarlo, who was a longtime member and lead singer with the band Boston. So we're very excited about that. I want to thank the Elks for their help in coordinating this and the others other sponsors who are donating in kind services for us for that. So that's going to be an exciting night. We have a large stage that's going to come in and be placed in front of the gazebo. So it'll be higher than the gazebo. So it'll be more access and visibility from more of the green. And we've arranged to have Minerva Street closed off for everybody's safety, but also for more viewing if needed. So that's Friday. Saturday, we have a whole host of things that are going on for the event. Of course, we have great entertainment. Refresh me on that. Which group is Saturday? What does it say?
Anybody it's have that? Heart and
Fleetwood Mac and Heart. Okay, yes, sir. They're that day. So they'll be in the evening. But during the day, we have food vendors, craft vendors, nonprofit agencies throughout the community who will be there to offer their services and get to know them a little bit better. We have we're very excited that the first electric trolley, one of the first cars that were the first electric trolleys that started on the Ansonia Derby line right here, that ran Main Street and up Elizabeth Street. That we arranged through the generosity of Tracy's Garage right here in Derby to and the Brantford Trolley Museum. They're going to have that on display on Saturday, as well as some other transportation vehicles and a CRNL bus line that ran from Waterbury to Bridgeport that used to stop here, right here in Derby, as well as some other things from the Thomaston Museum. And then we also have, we're going to have antique fire trucks as well. So that's an exciting day. There'll be stuff for the kids and also after a long reprieve, we're very pleased to have facilitated and coordinated to have the Sterling Theater open for tours. So you get to see if you haven't seen it, it's certainly an exciting and historic building. And, you know, I want to thank the new people who are involved and welcome them to the family of people who have been supporting that for many, many years. So that Mark Anthony Izzo is going to be the lead presenter or explainer or docent or whatever. What's your title that day? Tour guide. All right, there you go. There you go. So yeah, it should be a very exciting to get a brief glance at that, especially with the renewed interest in having it renovated. And so that, you know, will run for most of the day, from starting at noon hour to when the concert finishes at the end of the day. The whole day. The Sterling ones in particular are 1 to 5, but the rest will be going on throughout the day. And then Sunday we have more stuff for the kids, more food trucks, more vendors. We're hoping that people will take it as a Sunday to come and have a reunion, or go with your friends from the old neighborhood or the new neighborhood. And it's Foreigner and Journey tribute band will be at the end of the day. And we have other entertainment that we're finalizing to plug in for those days. So we do need people, though, not just for the store, but for like an information and check-in booth, and also just people walking around to make sure that things are set. The police department will be on duty. The public works will be available, cleaning up as well. And then, it's exciting. And just ask for all of you to put your rosary beads, if that's the way you pray, put them in the window so that we have good weather. Or whoever you pray to, get them on the case for good weather. So Michelle Linane has been doing a lot of work on this, like a tremendous amount of work. And Lisa has been getting other stuff too. So Michelle, do you have anything to add? Did I miss anything?
I think you hit everything.
Are the porta potties set through DPW as opposed to through us?
Yes.
Four of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hula hoops, yes, no?
I'll get back to you on that tomorrow.
Okay. And I haven't heard from Effie about the cars from the donut shop.
Oh yeah.
But I'll talk to her this weekend and see.
All right. So yeah. So we're trying to see if on Sunday, because the trolley and the other transportation things will be on just on Saturday. So on Sunday, we're trying to see if we can, coordinate with,
Heavenly Donut
and have their car, antique car show kind of be, a satellite office at our event. So yeah. I think we're good with that. So really critical are the volunteers. So whatever you could do, I know some people have their own booth because of their profession. And I'm very proud that on May 13th, 2025, after a long expired period, I wasn't even in the system, but I have a library card. So I'm very excited. Very excited. I didn't have any late fees, so I don't have to worry about amnesty month. So I'm very excited about that. Can't wait. I can't wait to check out a video cassette.
Hey, Marcus Felicia, quick question. Do we just show up like Friday night or do you want to?
No. Well, it would be helpful if you can, we're going to send out, Michelle, can you explain that? How that's going to work?
The volunteer list.
Yeah.
So I set it up on Sign Up Genius. So we could send a blast out. And if you want to volunteer, it'll be set up like the days and the times. Mm-hmm. I did it in 3-hour increments, okay, for you to sign up. So you could pick a day, you could pick every day.
Uh-huh.
You could pick all day. or, you know, it's set up for different times throughout each day.
And you're going to send it to this whole email, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yep, just put the mic on so they could hear you.
Is there going to be some type of identification for the volunteers, like a lanyard or something, just so people know they can come up and ask us questions? Or
Yeah. We're working on, there's a couple things. We have a machine that I have to unpack to see if we can put ID cards or just trying to manage the budget. We might be able to get like a different colored t-shirt.
Yeah,
like
it would be nice to be more obvious.
Yeah. Well, the sticker could fall off or whatever, yeah. You know, and then it'll be fun. After 3 days, the t-shirt will walk away by itself. All right. Any other thoughts did I miss anything? Randy's usually good at getting me back on a track here.
One event that we missed was the thing that we had at Derby High School on the 20th.
Right. That was an add-on. Yes. Yeah. Can you give a detail on that?
So the Derby High School had their spring concert and art show with the students. And that's where Tony Soucy's composition that he wrote specifically for Derby's 350th anniversary was performed by the Derby High Band. It was kind of like a tribute to Commodore Hull. It had to do with sailing and that sort of thing. And it was very well received.
It was called Courageous Commodore.
Right. It was recorded, so we'll be posting it on the 350th site.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was good. It's great.
Yeah, and it's really, he did a really nice service for the city and for the kids, because by the band debuting that piece, they'll be able to, like when they apply to college and other things, they'll be able to have that on their resume that they debuted that piece. And there's a certain amount of prestige. Yeah, pride and prestige, but also like legally, like they were the ones that did it. So it's like a thing that you could put on your resume that makes sense. So it's an exciting thing. And thanks to Tony for pushing it and making sure that it actually happened. So we're happy for him for making sure that it did in fact happen in a way that made sense. Put your mic on Sunday. If you want to talk. Oh. Sunday.
Yeah. Mark, it's Barbara. Can you hear me? I'm having trouble with this phone.
We can hear you.
Okay. Just make sure, because I haven't gotten any email So
you're on the list. I put you on today.
Okay. So like, for the volunteering for next weekend. Okay. Thank you.
No, yeah, no, I did. I apologize.
Okay. Okay. You're excused for that. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, counselor.
Yep. Thank you.
Sunday's event before Memorial Day to have at night.
No, it's Friday. It's Friday.
No. Sunday before the Memorial Day parade. You have there's something going on at Shelton High?
You talk about the veterans?
It's at Derby High, the Veterans Memorial Service. Sorry, I didn't mention that.
Right, that's why.
Thank you. So on Friday, tomorrow, it used to be on Sundays.
Yeah.
But the attendance had waned. So we changed it to Friday night at 6 o'clock. And we've had we changed it. So it's a memorial service to remember those who gave the supreme sacrifice for our country, and also reading the names of any veterans who passed from May 1st, 24 to April 30th of this year. There are 80 names on the list. Yeah, 80 names on the list.
Every year.
Oh, yeah, every year. It's, just in this year, yeah. We say last Memorial Day, but in order to get notice on it, it's May 1st to April 30th. So any veteran from Derby and Ansonia, Derby and Shelton, excuse me. So that's tomorrow at 6. It's a one-hour ceremony. It's a very moving, emotional ceremony, and a very important part of commemorating the Memorial Day weekend. So it's tomorrow at 6. It'll be in just about an hour. It used to be on Sunday. Sorry about that. Tomorrow. Also, we're very excited too that the mayor of our sister city in Italy, Francesco Rubano, Puglianello is our sister city, for those of you that know that. He was here in November to restart the sister city program. They're also coming back with a delegation on Sunday. So to be here for the Memorial Day parade, and we'll be here for a week to celebrate our 350th. So there will be an event to meet them. So you folks will be on the list, and we'll invite you Tuesday night at the Sons of Italy. There's going to be a Sons and Daughters of Italy, pardon me. So there'll be an event there and some other things, but they'll be here all weekend for that event. So we're excited about that as well. Does anybody have any questions? Madam former assistant town clerk.
A little bit about the Taste of Derby and the pub crawl.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm sorry. So for those of you, I went through those quick because because I wanted to focus. But hold on one second. Does anybody have any? Are we good with this weekend? I mean, next weekend. Marianne.
Quick question. Just want to confirm there will be tents and tables there, or do the vendors need to bring?
No, everybody's got to bring. It's BYOT and BYO.
I know it was discussed at one point. There was
tents and tables.
And that would not have been for the tables.
Gotcha.
That was for, yeah. Yeah.
Understood. Okay. So we're bringing our own.
I think we're going to try to utilize that for the all class reunion, because it's not going to really work out for this because of the, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's right.
Anybody else for next weekend?
Is there a list of vendors that are going to be there?
There is. Yeah, we have it.
I have a list, and it'll go out.
We're going to publicize that.
Yeah.
It's part of the publicity that's going to go out. But they're coming in like now. They're starting. We have a bunch that are coming in. Yeah. 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 Because that'll let us regroup after the holiday.
All our correspondence is going to be by email.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. So if you have anybody else you want to add, that's fine too. Just put them on that list, and hey, the more the merrier. Okay, so I just want to make sure I wanted to spend the time when the first focus of this meeting on that. So we're good? Okay. So to catch the other people up, if you have questions, I'll answer. I'm happy to answer them. So the Taste of Derby is being headed up by Alderwoman Amy Pettinici, who couldn't be here tonight. It's going to be at Warsaw Park, and there'll be a charge for the event. So it'll be basically to feature all of the tastes of Derby, the restaurants. We're taking a wider view of it. So any of the social clubs or, you know, that cook or have a specialty item, churches, ethnic groups, or if people, you know, that cook or whatever they want to do. So she's organizing that. So we'll have more details at our next meeting. The pub crawl is, so we're renting a bus. Yes, a bus. And there's going to be a loop of, I think, I'm not exactly sure where, I don't know the starting point, but it's basically going to start or end or wherever you might fall off. At Quail and Ale to Portobello to Twisted Vine to Fuego, Bad Sons in the Dew Drop, Stork's Tavern, and over the hell, yeah, you can make your way right up Hawkins Street. You'll be fine. It's going to be great. Yeah. That's it. Cappy's, yeah, to get your sandwich steaks. So that should be a fun night. The All Class Reunion 2, it has been done in a bunch of years, but we're going to resurrect that, and that's always been a fun. That's August 30th, and just to note, it's August, but that is technically Labor Day weekend because Labor Day is September 1st this year.
It's going to be more like the block party.
Yes, with the detail, as you know, these are where we have, those are after June 1st things. So we had Mark started it, and he's got a bunch of helpers now. So I'm sure it's going to take on a life of its own that we've never known about. So I'm sure it'll be great and fun. I think the idea is to make it into a block party and maybe have some vendors. The Elks are definitely all in.
Those Fuego.
Yeah, for food, but also they you know, they have a bunch of ideas, and Elks too, that they want to be involved with that. So it's also the 125th anniversary of the Elks, Derby Lodge of Elks. So they have a bunch of activities, and they'll be part. They're going to be vendors, and you know, for these events as well. And then the ball is going to be at the lodge at THC, formerly known as the Hops, formerly known as THC, and affectionately known as Grassy Hill Lodge. So that's going to be October 17th on a Friday. I didn't ask the committee this question. But people were asking me, they said, oh, is it going to be formal black tie, or is it going to be like the other one was colonial garb?
No. No jeans and t-shirts.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. and really anything else goes.
Okay.
It can be very formal, semi-formal.
All right. So you guys will work that out as we get the flyers or whatever. Okay.
Colonial if you want.
That's right. Mouton de Long.
I said colonial if you want.
Well, it's close to Halloween, so you can work it out.
Photo booth is going to have props, so he'll have different, like the Roaring Twenties, if you want to have your photo taken with whatever garb you want to put on. He's going to provide all that.
Good. So, and if you haven't been there, which you probably haven't because they've been closed and they just kind of started to reopen, you guys were there. They did a really nice job in there, kind of redoing it and repurposing the room. And it'll be nice. That time of the year, it'll be very nice. So,
very light, dark anymore, very light inside, chandeliers, all windows. It's really beautiful. Very nice.
Yeah. So, it was a good time. Go through the couple of the other ones. So the trolley trail walk, Lisa's going to be doing that. And you want to explain it? Or do you want me to explain it?
I would like to explain it. So following the route of the old Beltline trolley, which ran in just in a big loop from here over to Ansonia, across Bridge Street, back on Ansonia's Main Street, up Derby Avenue, back to here, is a 4.1 mile loop. That's where the trolley used to run. Back in 2009, the Rotary Clubs had actually had a stencil made to mark the sidewalks, and it's at least partially marked. Some of them are still out there faded on the ground. The idea is to revive that walk by reapplying the stencils and actually walking the walk, like either with a guide, which is what it will be on June 8th with me talking about it, or with like a printout of information. The mayor's office had given permission to put down the trolleys, so I've put down four right out here in front of Home Depot. There's four trolleys painted, but it turns out that we actually need to have the Board of Aldermen approve, so it probably will not be approved to actually have the stencils in place by June 8th. So if it gets approved in the future, then I will continue the stenciling project, but the walk will be available by paper printout directions no matter what. This particular walk is part of Connecticut Trails Day, which is an event put on by the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. So I have a sign up for it on the Connecticut Trails Day website, and I'm hoping to have a group of people sign up. I have four or five people by now signed up, and I'm game to take more than sign up there if anybody wants to show up for that walk on June 8th.
Sunday. What time? Afternoon. I don't have a time.
It's I believe it's at noon. I have to check that.
All right. And is there anything on the Greenway Trail on that day? Can I, the Trails Day?
There's nothing on the Greenway Trail. The ones that I saw, there's the ones for Derby. One is over at Osborndale. That's like a nature walk, and then mine. But nothing has been planned for the Greenway, which is probably a nicer walk, but this is a historic walk.
Okay.
And I'm also going to say, I am going to submit it to Ansonia more formally. It has not been submitted over there at this point in time. Coordinating two towns and two different boards of aldermen and mayor's offices is a trippy experience.
Okay, thanks. So Flag Day on the Green is it's an annual thing that the Derby Elks Club does. It's part of their charter to honor the flag on Flag Day. They've done it with the great help of Troop 3, the Boy Scouting in America. And so that's going to be on Flag Day itself at 1 p.m. On the Green. Marion, do you want to briefly say about Harcourt Wood Day? Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So as Mark mentioned before, Derby Public Library is also the Harcourt Wood Memorial Library. His birthday is actually celebrated on June 19th. It is now considered a federal holiday, Juneteenth. So we will be celebrating on Saturday on the 21st. So from essentially library opens 9 o'clock to 2, we're going to have a birthday cake. We always have roses that has been in the literally mission and inception of the Derby Public Library that was suggested and requested by his mother every year since 1902. We've had flowers. And then also that is going to be our kickoff to the summer reading program at the library. So we welcome everybody. We have summer reading program for children, teens, and adults. And welcome all to come and enjoy. And we're going to have Mark Weissman, our technology and reference librarian, also be playing all types of music on the piano. So it'll be a really fun, family-friendly event. So, yeah.
And the grandfather clock will be wound.
It will be wound, and it will be chiming on the hour. It's a beautiful Westminster chime, so it's really nice.
Yeah, get there at 12. Don't get there at 1.
You won't hear the 1 chime, yes.
All right. Okay. So what else? Oh, do you want to talk about the 55 flood? too while you're in it.
While I'm at it. So we're going to have a number of photographs displayed that, hope I have this right. Christine will kill me if I don't. from the Yudkin family who've taken pictures, and there's a number of them. So we're going to have them displayed around the library, all three floors, children's, primarily on the main floor of the library, and then also upstairs on the upper level. And we will have a small presentation and a reception. Christine Boulay, for a while now, has been documenting and asking those who were here in the Valley in 1955 to talk about, write an essay, talk about their experience of the flood, what they remember or what they recall their parents talking about or even grandparents, but to have that recorded and archived for the future. So I invite any of you who do remember the 1955 flood, you know, write something down. It could be a paragraph, it could be pages long. And you know, if you forward that, email it to Christine, we will keep that information.
Did anyone get in touch with the Strand at Seymour? Remember I told you they had?
You did. I tried to contact, so I'm going to try again. I think I either out the call or just walk.
Yeah.
And then head over there. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, because they had a video. I mean, they had a whole showing.
Okay. So maybe we could, if I can get to them, we can have something viewing in the background.
Yeah. Can I go by there in the road, cowboy?
Please. Thank you.
You don't have to move. High water mark. There's a video. I think it's Valley Cable had put it up. It's called High Water Mark. Yeah.
And that might have been what was at the stream.
Maybe that probably. Was. Yeah. Okay. That was popular there for a while. There. I think the library. The library.
I'll pull in.
Okay.
I think the library is my favorite.
I know a bunch of people still are there, so I'll be in the hall.
All right. Okay. So the thank you, Marianne. So the fireworks are going to be on July 3rd. Shot off here. So there'll be food trucks. Pam Happy's coordinating that. So food trucks and other vendors, if they like. And the senior center will be selling fried dough as well. So should be a fun night. That's on the 3rd. I talked about all the other ones. I'm sorry.
Too.
Yeah, it's combined. It's combined. But we have a better view here, so.
Mark, I didn't hear any update on the beer garden stuff.
I don't have one. Don't have anybody to run it. So if we don't have anybody to run it.
So right now we have no beer garden on Friday or Saturday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I get.
Oh, yeah.
I can only do what I could do, and there's people that create more work for me, so I can't focus on the additional stuff that we're trying to do. So and it's important to have, we need staffing for that and permitting for it. So that's where we're at. So I think we talked about everything else. Michelle Linane has agreed to coordinate or take the lead on the Academy Hill green tree lighting. So, you know, we have the green here in downtown, but the first green of Derby was the Academy Hill, the founder's comment, it's called. We're going to have start a new tradition and light the tree there at the holiday time. And if anybody's interested, many years ago, there was an ecumenical service right around Thanksgiving time throughout the valley. So we're hoping to start that as a new tradition, as a legacy to give forward and to remember at that time of the year, you know, as the year closes, those families that lost loved ones during the year. So similar to what we do for the veterans, but this would be for anybody that lost somebody. So we're going to try to put that together. The letter W is 2026 events. So we decided to make this 350th a year-long event or event series of events. So if anybody has any ideas or thoughts about those at our next meeting, if you come up with a creative idea, we can start planning for those things. And, you know, pretty much we have stuff from now till the end of this calendar year. But we have another five or six months after that. And I didn't want to say, but next year is the 250th anniversary of our country. So there's a certain amount of excitement around that as well. So there's history around that too, and their state is asking for each town to do stuff. So sure, things will kind of blend in together. So that's it. So if you have anything, please, once you get the email, you can email or and then we put it on the for discussion for the future meetings. Any other questions? So the next meeting is going to be good question because we usually meet on the second Tuesday of the month, but we're not it's going to be on, but hold on. It's going to be on June, it's supposed to be June 10, but it's going to be June 11th. Yeah, and we can't. Yeah, it was in the email that for those, do you get the email? Try to read the emails when you get them. Because then, no, because then I know who gets them or doesn't get them. So, no, we have to do it on that Wednesday because there's too many other conflicts, and then we're going to go way to the end of the month, and I don't want to do that. So, it's frankly, I have a conflict, so I have to, I committed and I can't. Pardon? Yeah. Good. All right. So June 11th. June 11th at 6 o'clock here.
6 o'clock?
Yeah. Is that okay? Yeah, 6 o'clock. We were meeting at 6. This was 6:30 because City Hall, we don't usually meet on Thursday and we close at 6. So it was a little easier to regroup to. So June 11th, Wednesday, June 11th at 6 o'clock. All right. Any other things? Any other things? So we hope our hope and prayer is for what? Good weather. Yeah. Don't forget, please sign the list with your name, telephone, and email, and we'll put that on the list. Who has that? Oh boy. The list of the email. Oh yeah, I can make a copy if you need to take your notes. That's okay. All right. Any other business? If there is hearing none, it is. We started 6 minutes late, and I committed to 45 minutes, so I owe you 4 minutes at the next meeting. Is there? If there's no objection, we'll adjourn the meeting at 7:24 p.m. Thank you very much, and have a great Memorial weekend. And see you next weekend.
Well, I don't think Ray will let me help.
At home.